The lesson from St. Matthew chapter 9. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Amen. If you hire someone to do a job, you expect that they will be competent to do that job. Plumbers should fix leaky faucets. Carpenters should be able to put in a new door. And even if they aren't so pleasant as they go about their job, but do their job competently, we can at least be satisfied with their work. But there are certain jobs and vocations where we want the person also to be kind and compassionate when they deal with us. If a surgeon is going to perform an operation, we hope that he or she will also consider our pain and use some anesthetic. Our text speaks of various vocations that Jesus fulfilled while he was here on earth. Jesus went about all the cities and villages teaching in their synagogues, teaching the word of God. Jesus was an excellent teacher, of course, because he is true God and he knows all things. But even as true man, Jesus knows all things and can tell us the truth that we need to know from God. As a young boy, he studied diligently, and the scriptures say he grew in stature and wisdom and in favor with God and men. As a 12-year-old boy, Jesus discussed the scriptures with the leaders of the temple and amazed them with his questions and answers. Jesus also preached the gospel of the kingdom. He did this better than anyone because he can see into the hearts of those who are listening, and he knows our need, our sin, our sadness, our fear, our dread of being discovered in our sin. But when he sees that we are sorry for our sin, when he sees that we are contrite and repentant, he heals us with the sweet message of forgiveness. Forgiveness that he gained by his sinless life and innocent death in our place. Jesus also cares about us in our physical sense. It says he went about healing every sickness and every disease among the people. He is called the great physician because he can heal all diseases. Jesus is Lord of nature, and his almighty power is so great that even the wind and the waves must obey him, as we see when he stilled the storm on the sea. Diseases must yield when Jesus speaks his divine word. Jesus does all these things because he cares about us. He cares about our bodies, our minds, and our souls. He has compassion on us. That's what the text says. He had compassion on the multitude because they were weary. And we will sing about this in our hymn, "Oh, how great is thy compassion." And the book of Hebrews in the New Testament tells us that Jesus is our high priest who sympathizes with us, who can feel our pain and our suffering. He suffers with us. That's what compassion and sympathy really mean, to suffer along with someone. Jesus isn't just some far-off God who leaves us to our own wretched, sinful condition. He sees our need and comes to help us, to be our perfect helper. Jesus took on our human flesh, just like ours, except without sin, so that he understands what it means to be hungry and to be thirsty and to be sad. He understands our troubles, our worries, our sadness, our fear. He recognizes when we are sick and when we are weak and when we are in need, and he cares. He has felt the pain of losing a loved one. He wept at the grave of his friend Lazarus. Jesus suffered pain more than any of us ever will, because he suffered the pain of crucifixion and the pain of eternal death that we deserve. But he did it for us. Jesus isn't a doctor who can do his job but doesn't really care about his patient and doesn't care if his patient lives or dies. Jesus does everything in his power, in his almighty power, which can do everything. He does it all to help and save us. He is the best teacher, so that we recognize what we need to know for our salvation. He is the greatest preacher, because he sees our sin and offers full forgiveness. He is the great physician, who offered himself as the sacrifice and the medicine for our sins to heal us and give us eternal life in heaven. He is the good shepherd who gathers those who are without a shepherd, who looks for us, cares for us, leads us back to the flock of the Holy Christian Church. And this is what we will sing about in our hymn, the things that our text has told us. Oh, how great is thy compassion! Thou wast merciful that we might be saved eternally. Thy great love for this has striven, that we may be, that we from sin may be free. He imparteth consolation, grants us the gift of faith, that we fear not hell nor death. And again we sing, since thy word cannot deceive me, my salvation is to me well assured eternally. Thanks be to God that Jesus teaches and preaches and heals and shepherds us with his love and compassion. May God be merciful to all of us and grant us saving faith and eternal life. Amen.